1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. Former President Jimmy Carter is at his Georgia home receiving hospice care now. Here's CBS's Peter King.
The Carter Center statement says the former president decided to spend his remaining time with family rather than in a hospital receiving further medical treatment for a series of health issues. Several years ago, he was treated for melanoma that spread to his liver and brain, but responded well. More recently, he's been in and out of hospitals several times.
The 39th president is now 98 years old and the longest living American president ever. It's been over 2 weeks since a train derailed in East Palestine, Ohio. And even though officials say the air and water are safe, residents are concerned. CBS's Michael George.
There's anger and mistrust in this community, as some residents report rashes, eye irritation, and headaches. Ted Murphy doesn't believe officials who say there's no lingering health risks.
I gotta move. There is no way we are safe being here.
One local grocery says people are stocking up on bottled water.
People in town are afraid.
The federal response to the derailment is under scrutiny as well. FEMA arrived just yesterday to assist. A fire has been burning for a week at a Miami renewable energy plant. County Fire Chief Ray Dudala.
We're hoping to have a resolution to the smoldering smoke in the next few days.
Officials are asking residents to remain indoors or mask up. A North Korean missile landed in Japanese waters. South Korea's Foreign Minister Park Jin.
North Korea will face more severe sanctions by the international community.
Well, this week marks 1 year since Russia invaded Ukraine, and our Christina Ruffini says the fighting isn't letting up.
Ukrainian forces are bracing for a spring assault from Moscow. Already, the Russians have ramped up their artillery strikes at strategic points in the east. Appearing remotely, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky warned delegates in Germany that delayed support could be deadly.
We need to hurry up.
Here's a reason to use two wheels to get from A to B in Colorado's Mile High City. Correspondent Stefan Kaufman with details.
Denver's unique incentive program that offers e-bike rebates is catching on.
The e-bike rebate program is popping up in Washington, D.C., in Portland. All over, they're starting to mimic what they've done in Denver because it was so wildly popular.
E-bike owner Adam Williams says the more e-bikes, the more bike lanes, therefore greater cycling safety.
Creating the demand and actually showing this is a viable option. We'll definitely push the agenda to get that infrastructure.
And the first race of the NASCAR season is today.
Drivers, start your engines!
It's the Daytona 500. The total purse up for grabs, about 27 grand. This is CBS News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with health care costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 866-88-BIBLE. That's 866-88-BIBLE. 866-88-BIBLE. Bible.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies today with a high of 43. Winds out of the west 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows level off around 20. Snow likely tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 39. Cloudy skies expected. About an inch of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vujcicki. Currently, it's 33.
Today's fate forever waits. Won't you
the darkness is pleasant.
Rescue!
trees.
Last Crack on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music. That is Minnie Toboggan. That's from Burning Funkhouse Live, correct?
Burning Funkhouse Live. That was recorded in 2002 on my birthday. You know, that
on your
song
birthday, yeah.
Is one of my favorite songs. And one of my favorite parts of that is when he says Skeletrees. It's like such a unique word. I think he made that one up. I don't know. Skeletrees, right?
I don't think it's in the Webster's.
Yeah. Yeah,
it might be.
Great song.
We heard Three Ghosts before that from their latest release, which is now a couple years old, 3 or 4 years old.
And not to mention that those songs were written 2004.
So they're not, I mean, they're brand new to the people when it came out, but.
That's right, but yeah. They were written in 2004. They would play them every now and then in the various concerts that they were doing until that album came out. They were.
Yeah. We did a top 41, the top 41 of 2019, and Icicle was the number two song in the countdown. They got beat out by Katie Scullin, Porch Hangs, which Paul Schluter produced.
Oh, that's right. He got the number one and two there. Yeah, Icicle, that was the single from that album.
It was. Really cool song. Hey, everybody, welcome to Max Inc. Heavy. I'm Jimmy K here with Rocker on the Civic Media Radio Network, broadcasting all across the state of Wisconsin. We're in Green Bay, Oshkosh, Wausau, Stevens Point, Waukesha, Amory.
Richland Center.
And Richland Center. And here in Madison at the flagship here on Mad Radio 92.7. Welcome, everybody. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie. You got to check them out, these guys out. They're great. They have great food, a great bar beer. They make their own beer right there, Rocker.
They have great beer, Jimmy.
They really do. Plus, they have some live music. Go to fullmilebeercompany.com to get all the details. And by thespaceship.tv. Check listings, see a show, buy tickets. Thespaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds, live to internet streaming of all your favorite bands. Go to thespaceship.tv, thespaceship.tv for all your needs. Rocker, you got anything to say, or should we just play some music?
Let's play some music, Jimmy.
I've got some very important music to play right now. A little bit metal for you here on Max Inc. Heavy. The Faith Hills Have Eyes. They have new album out. The CD release party is happening at the High Noon Saloon on Thursday, March 23rd. Great lineup. You can get more information on their Facebook page. Here is a brand new song, the title track. Brand new, Faith Hills Have Eyes. This is The Rith Element on Max Inc. Heavy.
Oh,
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Virginia ran away, voices in her head, searching for an answer as she comes undone.
Heavy with Bad Year. That's brand new off their latest album. Oh, Virginia. I'm so sorry. It's a fan favorite for the Bad Year fans. Before that, we heard Birth of Tragedy, Defense of a Lost Cause. Rocker, you got some information about Birth of Tragedy.
Birth of Tragedy, Jimmy, they're excited to announce that on March 3rd, they're going to be releasing their debut record, which is, you know, I think from 20-plus years ago. It was called Samsara, and they're going to release it out on iTunes, Spotify, YouTube, Pandora, and remaster that album. It was recorded in 1999 at Coney Island Studios with Wendy Schneider, all analog, so they're going to re-release that, you know, all these years later. Pretty cool to see local bands doing that,
you know,
after 20 years, especially heavy ones, Jimmy.
Indeed. Wendy Schneider. I actually just saw Wendy Schneider about a week ago. She had some TED posters that she wanted to give away to the people. You know, TED Offensive?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the black one with the silhouette with the broken guitar.
TED Offensive, the famous metal DJ from WRT, Metal and Punk, for many years.
And he was in the punk scene big time out in California. He was in some bands and stuff like that.
We missed Ted.
And, you know, dude, remember the time we went to WORT Studios? Ted was interviewing us about Maxine Gradio on WORT.
That's right.
And Rocker Vodka had just come out.
Wow.
And we went in there like you normally do with the bottle of vodka and the shot glasses. And Ted was like, yeah, let's party.
That must have been 2011.
Somewhere in there, yeah.
Wow.
Have a PBR tonight for Ted.
And, of course, Wendy Schneider, she is the one awesome behind the Smart Studios documentary and many more.
So awesome. All right. Coming up, we got music from the Takeaways. We're going to do some I Am Dragon. We got some new Sky Urchin. We're going to play some more Cherry Pit Studio music from Blame It on Kane. Got the new one from the Skin Tones, and we'll try to squeeze in some Bronze Scorpion. That's all coming up. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
CBS News Brief. Former President Jimmy Carter is in home hospice care. CBS's Peter King.
At 98, he's the oldest living former president in U.S. history. He and wife Rosalynn celebrated their 76th wedding anniversary last summer, also a record for U.S. presidents.
Our Michael George tells us people living in East Palestine, Ohio, are concerned about their health after the train derailment that released toxic chemicals into the air.
Federal and state officials say they'll set up a free health clinic for residents in East Palestine who are experiencing health problems. Now, it's been 2 weeks since that train derailment and release of toxic gases, and many say action hasn't happened nearly fast enough.
Firefighters in Miami continue to battle a blaze at a renewable energy plant. Fire Chief Ray Judella says they finally have a handle on it.
We have the fire basically smoldering in one final building.
It's been burning for a week now. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
The Devil's Advocates.
Mitch McConnell did make a public statement, right? After he voted to acquit.
No, nothing says the president can't be prosecuted.
Set the example for your caucus.
Convince your caucus as to why the man is not fit to serve. How do you not use your leadership? Say, you guys, this is crazy. We can't do this, and here is exactly why. Because now of the two major political parties, one of them is under the thumb of a fascist insurrectionist.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Ty Christian from Lords of the Trident. Can you say Mag Sync Radio rocks, Jimmy K is awesome in Japanese?
Sure. Let's see. How do I say rocks? Let me see. Sugoi! Mag Sync Radio wa sugoi datta omoimasu. I just said you're great, you know.
Thank you. You're great too.
Original local music from Wisconsin. It's Mag Sync Radio on Civic Media. Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. We are local music.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Find us on Facebook and become a fan. It's Mag Sync Radio. Radio for the people.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Major Bros on Max Inc. Heavy. That was I Am Dragon. I saw a Facebook memory with I Am Dragon at the Frequency not too long ago. Brought back very fond memories. Blabin' on Kane in front of that. Tuna and the Takeaways started that set off with End Up Here. Blabin' on Kane. That was a Cherry Pit studio band. They recorded there. Their new album's really good.
Yeah, it is. We just had them in the studio.
We just had them in the studio.
And it's amazing how many of our bands that we had in our staple were recorded at Cherry Pit.
No doubt, man. No doubt. Hey, I want to give a quick shout out to Weikert Realtors Lake Point. Let them open the door to your future home. Stop into their Atwood Avenue office on Madison's East Side or find them online at Weikert Realty, Weikert-Lakepoint.com. That's Weichert-Lakepoint.com. They're good friends of yours, Rocker. They got an event coming up, too, don't they?
They do, Jimmy. We're having an art gallery. I happen to be a realtor at Weicker Realtors Lake Point, and that's going to be on February 23rd, a Thursday, from 6 to 8 p.m., and you know what is kind of crazy? I'm going to feature a ton of Maximum Ink artwork. We're going to have a bunch of the covers and the magazines out. We're going to let people read it.
I love it when you do this.
And then we're going to have also some artwork from Catherine Capolero from VO5. She's going to have some of her great artwork up there and about five other artists as well on display at the gallery on Atwood Avenue for Weikert Realty.
That's awesome. And thanks to Weikert for helping us help the Madison music scene
yeah.
to promote it, play their music.
New sponsors. And we'll actually we'll be talking to Rob Greether. He's the owner of Weikert Realty, and he'll be in the studio Saturday.
All right. Looking forward to that. Next Saturday, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Rocker, we got to take care of some sad business here. Rockstar death notices.
Yeah,
unfortunately,
Jimmy.
Dude.
Yeah, a friend of ours, Remo Redding, he was from the band, guitar player out of Milwaukee, Waukesha area. He was with the band Dad the Plow, most recently, I believe, and then Victims of Voodoo and plenty of other bands. Mm-hmm. And we're working on getting some of his music, and we'll play some next week for us.
Man, I did not know him, so I'm unfamiliar. But thanks for letting us know about that. It's always sad news.
Well, you know what? You missed them, Jimmy, because they used to play a lot with Subatomic from around Madison. And so they used to share a lot of shows often between Madison and Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. Dad the Plow, Subatomic, and some of those bands.
Nice. An old Madison band that has a big show coming up is the Skin Tones.
Oh, yeah.
They were just in the studio not too long ago as well. With the we tracked through the entire album. This song. I had a great conversation with Pete and Tony. The name of the new album is called Coming to Collect. They're going to be at the High Noon Saloon saying goodbye to the Pimps. Skin Tones' new CD, The Pimps Are Hanging It Up. Also, Wristwatch is playing. We should get the Pimps on Max Inc. Radio, dude.
That would be fun, Jimmy.
It sure would. Here are the Skin Tones, their new one, Played in America. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media.
We'll be right back. Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You work so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.